is to enhance regional connectivity and ensure ease of travel. The Prime Minister also undertook a ride in Namo Bharat train from Sahibabad RRTS station to new Ashok Nagar RRTS station. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said Delhi National Capital Region has received a significant gift from the Government of India and added that India's urban mobility has expanded further. The Prime Minister emphasized that once the Namo Bharat project is completed, there will be a significant change in traffic on the Delhi-Meerut route. He highlighted that India's metro network has now reached 1,000 kilometers and lauded it as a remarkable achievement. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today announced that the Council of Scientific and Industrial Research have developed an indigenous technology to produce paracetamol, a widely used pain reliever and fever reducer drug. Addressing the Foundation Day of the Department of Scientific and Industrial Research in New Delhi, he said that this innovation aims to make India self-reliant in paracetamol manufacturing and reducing dependence on imported ingredients to make this drug. The ministry has invited comments on the digital personal data protection draft rules from the public and stakeholders till the 18th of February next through the MyGov platform in line with the government's commitment to adopt an inclusive approach to lawmaking. The draft digital personal data protection rules issued by the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology aims at safeguarding citizens' rights for the protection of their personal data. The ministry in a statement said that these rules seek to operationalize the Digital Personal Data Protection Act 2023, DPDP Act, in line with India's commitment to create a robust framework for protecting digital personal data. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnayak, has conveyed his good wishes to the people of the state on the auspicious occasion of Sikh. He expressed his hope that the celebration continues to strengthen our state's splendid cultural heritage and traditions. The Governor said that the Sikh Festival of the Thagin tribe is a vibrant cultural and religious celebration deeply embedded in the community's way of life. Minister for Agriculture and Horticulture, Gabriel D. Wangsu, said that allocating funds under centrally sponsored schemes based solely on population metrics is detrimental to Arunachal Pradesh. Instead, he called for a framework that considers the state's vast land resources and the socio-economic conditions of its farmers. The minister said this in a significant discussion on agricultural reforms, chaired by Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan via video conferencing in New Delhi yesterday. The minister presented a comprehensive case for the state's unique agricultural needs and spoke on the distinctive challenges and opportunities of Arunachal Pradesh, proposing reforms to promote sustainable agricultural development in the region. A massive clean-up drive was conducted yesterday at the Yagamso River in C2 sector Itanagar, resulting in the removal of 12.96 tons of garbage. The event, organized by the Youth Mission for Clean River in collaboration with the Capital Police under its Police Ajin initiative, witnessed enthusiastic participation from the local community, including members of the Colony Welfare Committee, Ward 10 IMC Corporator, ward members, and a large contingent of women police. SP Rohit Rajbir Singh, who actively participated in the cleanup, stated that this initiative aimed to celebrate the new year by demonstrating the Capital Police commitment to serving the community in all capacities. Operation Dawn 2024 has emerged as a beacon of hope for the residents of ICR Nahalagan, significantly reducing crime and curbing the menace of drug abuse in the region. Led by SP Nahalagan Mihin Gumbo, the operation has achieved unprecedented success in combating narcotics-related offences and ensuring public safety. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.